This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Fertilizer prices have taken a sharp turn upwards over the past several weeks as global disruptions add even more pressure to the market. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer at Stone X, says the spike in prices is driven by a combination of geopolitical events and last-minute demand that's putting a strain on the supply chain.
Your urea barges, before this thing happened, it was in the upper 400s. I want to say it was 473 the day before the attacks began. Today, the highest price we've seen trade, $695. So we're up over $200 a ton, and that's NOLA. The scary thing is that doesn't take into account the basis that we've started to see blow out, because all the farmers have been waiting, rightfully so. I don't blame anybody for doing it, but they've been waiting and taking a just-in-time demand model. The retailer, not having the farmer step up and buy it, are saying, I'm going to wait. And that's fine. And a lot of times, just-in-time demand can cause prices to fall. But in this case, I'm afraid what we're doing is we're getting backed into a corner, and suddenly we're going to start paying just-in-time logistics. Very expensive, not as timely as you might want them to be. And so we're talking about the price of urea jumping $200 a ton. The inland prices might jump up significantly more than that just because of paying that logistics to pay more trucks, to pay more rail, to pay more barge.
Linville said this underscores the need for more domestic suppliers of fertilizer.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.